You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This Thursday is World Water Day. It marks the beginning of the International Decade for Action on Water for Sustainable Development. And it's the day that a very special speaker is going to stand before the world leaders of the UN General Assembly, delivering her plea to protect the water, advocating for clean drinking water. That speaker is Autumn Peltier. She's 13 years old and a member of Wiqwemecong First Nation from Manitoulin Island, Ontario. And she is with us now. Autumn, welcome to Stateside. It's so good to have you with us.
Hi.
So your home is surrounded by Lake Huron, by Georgian Bay. Tell us what those bodies of water mean to you and to Wiqwemecong Nation.
Well, the water that we're surrounded by is really important to me. It's like my responsibility, I feel, to protect those waters.
Doing this work, advocating for the water, this is something that's a part of your family tradition. We have talked with your aunt, the water walker, about her work. We've talked with her here on Stateside, taking that sacred walk around nearly 11,000 miles traversing the Great Lakes. Have you been on water walks with your aunt and with your mother?
The one water walk that I did participate with my auntie was her last water walk from Duluth, Minnesota to Montigny, Quebec. Since my auntie Josephine is getting older and it's kind of getting hard for her to do this work, I've taken on the responsibility to take on the work that she's doing, because one day, very soon, she's not going to be able to do this work. And when she's not doing this work, who is, and who's going to carry on this legacy of work? Because it's just not something you do, it's a legacy. It's more of a passion that I do, that it is to me.
Now, this invitation to speak to the United Nations General Assembly, I'm interested in how that came about.
Well, my mom was contacted by the president of the General Assembly, and he basically just sent her the email, and then my mom told me, and yeah, I just got really excited.
And I know you do a lot of traveling, a lot of speaking engagements, so do you feel nervous at the idea that you're going to be standing on this world stage, or do you feel ready for it?
Well, I'm pretty ready for it, because all the places that I've already spoken, I don't get nervous anymore, but I feel like I might be nervous because of all the leaders, and yeah.
But it is certainly a wonderful stage. What is your message to these world leaders going to be, Autumn?
Well, my message is basically to protect our waters and keep the promise to that they're going to protect the waters, and that one day, hopefully, all our water is going to be drinkable.
As you call on leaders to protect the waters, what do you think that looks like? I guess, what is it you think we need to be doing in order to protect these sacred waters?
To me, I think that we should be paying more attention to the water. And because, like I do say, the water doesn't have a voice. It can't do anything. And it's just taking on all of this contamination and pollution.
I know the water is sacred to First Nations peoples. How do you help non-Indigenous people kind of grasp that concept?
Well, from the teachings that I do get, from all the ceremonies that I do attend, I try my best to elaborate on what I learn and try and help them understand.
What does it mean to you to represent the First Nations peoples? You're standing on that world stage, and you really are, you're representing the water, and you're also representing First Nations peoples.
Well, to me, this is a huge honor, and it's an opportunity of a lifetime. And this is where I'm not just going to speak for myself or for the water. I'm going to be speaking for everyone and for everyone around the world, and I'm going to be speaking on behalf of the water.
And when you think that even not too far from where you are and where I am now, for example, kids in Flint, Michigan have to use bottled water. The water that's coming out of their tap still is not safe because of the lead poisoning. How does that make you feel, knowing that there are kids that can't rely on the water?
Well, it makes me feel really sad, because one of the things that I do advocate for is for the First Nations communities that can't drink their water. Why I do that is because one day it really affected me, and I just thought, like, well, what am I going to do about it if it's really bugging me, and this work is going to hopefully one day help the people that can't drink their water.
So this speech that you're going to be giving at the UN General Assembly is actually going to launch this decade of action around the world, the International Decade for Action on Water for Sustainable Development. So when it wraps up, you will be in your 20s. You might be out of college or who knows, but you'll be in your 20s. What do you hope things might look like at the end of this International Decade for Action on Water?
I do hope that things do look better than they do now, And I hope that there's going to be more communities and places around the world that can drink their water. Yeah, that's basically what my main goal is to see.
Is this what you think you're going to do for your entire life? Where do you see yourself in the years ahead?
I do plan on going to law school and becoming a judge or a lawyer or minister of environment when I'm older. But this is work I do plan on doing when I'm older as well.
Autumn Peltier, water advocate from Wiqwemecong First Nation on Manitoulin Island in Ontario. She will be speaking to world leaders at the UN General Assembly on Thursday for World Water Day. Autumn, thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside. It was great to have you with us.
You're welcome.